Keith Peters reporting the Supreme Court has struck down a Trump-era ban on bump stocks, a gun accessory that allows semi-automatic weapons to fire rapidly like machine guns.
The bump stocks were used in the deadliest mass shooting in modern U.S. history. In a 6-3 ruling, the justices found the Trump administration did not follow federal law when it reversed course and banned bump stocks after a gunman in Las Vegas attacked a country music festival with assault rifles in 2017. A Texas gun shop owner challenged the ban, arguing the Justice Department wrongly classified the accessories as illegal machine guns.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting, the Biden administration says it was the right call for the accessories that can allow a rate of fire similar to an automatic weapon. Conspiracy theorist Alex Jones must sell off his personal assets through a Chapter 7 liquidation in order to pay families of the Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre nearly $1.5 billion in damages for spreading lies that the 2012 school shooting never happened. Jones says regardless of what the federal judge decides, he will not be silenced.
InfoWars is not the operation. Alex Jones and my crew and my listeners and my viewers and our guest is the operation. And that's why this is only going to make me stronger.
Many of Jones's personal assets will be sold off, but his primary home in the Austin area and some other belongings are exempt. The Princess of Wales says she's making good progress in her cancer treatment and will attend Saturday's Royal Trooping the Colour ceremony, Kate's first public appearance since her diagnosis. The 42-year-old wife of Prince William has not made any public appearances this year. She's undergoing chemotherapy for an unspecified form of cancer. This is SRN News. A battle over religious freedom in Michigan.
Catholic officials are in federal court fighting the state over its decision to add sexual orientation and so-called gender identity to Michigan's civil rights law. The change would force Catholic schools to hire people who don't obey Catholic doctrine. Alliance Defending Freedom is representing some of the plaintiffs and says, quote, the Constitution is clear. Religious schools are free to operate according to their beliefs. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Arizona lawmakers have voted to send an initiative to the November ballot that would protect two state Supreme Court justices targeted for removal over their support for a near-total abortion ban. Both chambers of the legislature agreed to let state voters decide in November whether to eliminate specific terms for Supreme Court justices and some other judges. They instead will be allowed to serve indefinitely, subject to a review commission. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks drifted to a mixed close as caution crept into financial markets heading into the weekend. The S&P 500 slipped less than 0.1% after setting an all-time high every other day this week. The NASDAQ composite edged up 0.1%, marking another all-time high. Losses were sharper across the Atlantic, where European stocks have been rocked by the results of recent elections on the continent. Treasury yields eased following a report on U.S. consumer sentiment. The Dow was down 58 points to finish at 38,589. The NASDAQ gained 21 to 17,688. The S&P 500 dropped 2 points to 54.31. New York oil fell 17 cents to $78.45 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.